Welcome to podcast number 3. This is Wednesday, January the 13th in Bull Shoals, Arkansas, paradise of the Ozarks. Michael Mad Dog Davis, that music was for you. I knew you wanted to hear that. Well, I got some news here about the dam. The Corps of Engineers has decided that they're going to begin opening some spillway gates starting on Saturday. The Corps is going to open 4 of the dam's 17 gates, 1 foot each, releasing 3,500 cubic feet per second, along with the continued releases from the 8 turbines, which totals about 2,700 CFS. And then on Sunday, they're going to open 4 more gates a foot to increase the spillway releases to another 7,000 CFS. So it looks like the total of the spillway and the turbine releases is going to be about 30,000 CFS, and it's going to continue, as they say, for a prolonged period of time unless significant rainfall occurs downstream of the dam. I guess that means they're going to turn it off. So what they're saying is a 30,000 cubic feet per second release is equivalent to 10 hydro power turbines at full power. Well, the Corps anticipates 4,000 CFS spillway release on the North Fork to begin about January the 20th. Let me repeat that, about January the 20th, which would be a week from today. Should be interesting. So they're also warning that while they've made similar releases in the past, property owners downstream of Bull Shoals and North Fork Lakes should make necessary preparations now for a higher release planned for next week by ensuring that docks are properly anchored and maintained and remove any temporary encroachments from the flood plain. Well, for those of you that are thinking wade fishing is going to be out, you might be in for a surprise. As you may recall from my last podcast, 10 units of water not might put a foot or two of water into the parking lots at Whitehole and at Wildcat Shoals. The last time that happened, those fish moved up into that shallow area. Of course, what it does is it floods those areas and then forces what we call here cane worms and other insects up to the surface, and of course the fish will feed on them. Should be some pretty easy wading. In fact, in that parking lot at Wildcat Shoals, there was virtually no current. So we'll see what happens. At 8 units, the water there at Whitehole is pretty much at the top of that boat ramp. So another foot and a half of water, that should make that wadeable. Should be a little bit deeper, I would think, at Wildcat. And once again, pretty much protected from some current. Should be some interesting fishing if the weather is nice enough to let you do that. I don't know why they're opening up these gates. I guess they want that water down, maybe panic in case of some more rain. Maybe they want to get these retainer gates swapped out faster. Maybe it's costing them money. Who knows? Happy fishing. And until next time, goodbye.